Wow, time flies. I cannot believe we are already on episode 6 of chapter 6, where I'm talking about social skills within the chapter of emotional intelligence. My name is Gina Margaret, and I am your host of A Thousand Voices podcast. This is a safe haven or safe space for self-help. Come join me, listen to all of my experience, my opinions, my research on various topics about life, key aspects about life. And I open up, I share everything. Well, most of it. And it doesn't stop. I keep going. So I will be discussing about social skills within emotional intelligence and what that looks like. So, social skills, right, are important to building and maintaining relationships. They involve communication, conflict resolution, and assertiveness. These are the three key things, or the three key foundations of social skills. And what do I mean by this? So in any relationship, right, whether personal, business, effective communication and conflict resolution plays a very big role. We are human beings, and because of that, we feel, we think, we behave, and because of that, we are not the same. We always different. And with that, we may get into agreement one day, and then the one person changes their mind, and now they want to do something differently, and now we're no longer aligned. And how do you improve your social skills? By effective communication and resolving conflicts. So this involves just expressing yourself clearly, right? Actively listening to others and resolving any conflicts peacefully. I believe in peace. I don't believe in fighting or war. I always try to go in the least resistant route, which is peace. And conflict resolution is a skill that is important for maintaining healthy relationships. I know when it comes to this relationship-wise, in all like my relationships, and this is like friendships, right? Conflict resolution has always existed. But I think because I lead from an empath perspective, I'm always very understanding, always very leaning forward and being the one to sort of like, you know, compromise and like make sure we go through the least resistant route. And sometimes it comes unfair on me. That's why it's always like a very big prayer that in all the relationships that I have, they should also just see that and not take advantage of it, but rather value that, because I believe it's gold. I'm thankful for the relationships that I'm in, friendships, business. It's all built on that. And conflicts do come here and there, but I avoid them at all costs, because I then establish solutions before we can even get to a conflict, if you know what I mean. So another part of social skills is assertiveness and negotiation. I learned this one very late in life, but I think because I have a bit of experience with sales, when it comes to negotiating, you have to be really good. And also assertiveness, because you're expressing your needs and desires in a very clear and respectful way. Before, I used to be very scared, but I feel like now I kind of get the gist. Then negotiating is a skill that involves finding mutual agreement, right, in solutions. which I feel everybody should have. So, why are social skills important? Well, it helps you build new relationships and keep your old ones and maintain them. It helps you effectively communicate. Yes. And express how you feel. And also be respected. Especially when you are assertive about certain things. So, there really isn't much to discuss on the social skills. But what I can say is just be nice. Like, we are all just going through, like, so much. Like, from the fuel patrol attendant to the CEO of a Fortune 500. I just feel like everyone is going through something. And if we are just nice to one another, we communicate effectively, clearly, in a respectful manner, then that's good. You know, one thing I like about this podcast is I'm always very, like, open. Even when I make errors, I always just work on correcting myself. And I know you guys always listen and you kind of pick this up as a pattern. And I thank you for accepting me the way I am. I love that and I appreciate that. And this is also me improving my social skills, because now that you are a, what do I call it? A part of the 1,000 Voices. I don't want to say fan club, because fan, I feel like that is more like distant. But if you are listening for like regularly, you're not a fan. You're not my fan. You're part of me. Yeah. Let me put it that way. You're part of me because I think about you every time I'm recording. I think about how I contribute to improving your life. And I think about how you can improve your decisions and make your life better. How you can improve your relationships. How you can improve your emotional intelligence. And how each and every episode makes you a better version of yourself. And if ever there is time that you feel like you know better, please, in the comment section, I'd really appreciate some feedback. I'd really appreciate what you can say. And that way, it will also help me do better and be better. So thank you once again for being a faithful listener. Next topic I will be talking about is self-management. And this talks about, you know, it's part of self awareness in the emotional intelligence chapter. And this will dig deeper on, you know, managing yourself, managing your emotions. Because once you sort of lay that out, when your emotions come into play, because you've set that layer, they will go into the respective categories. So they won't disturb you or just jump out of nowhere, but they respect that you have you have compartments of yourself within you. Everything is in order, everything is organized, so your emotions will respect that. And that's what I'm talking about next. I hope you enjoyed this. Please share with your friends, share with your family, share it with someone you know will learn a thing or two about emotional intelligence. And I'll see you on the next one.